Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back to more Boston Sports Talk. Gresh and Keith on EEI.
And Gostkowski hits it end over end. Coming down to McKeldin, a yard, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Going to run it out to the 5, to the 10, got an alley, 15, 20, banged at the 25-yard line and down at about the 28. Fumble on the play. Big pileup. Let's see what we have. Let's see what we have before we get too excited. They got it. Patriots recover the fumble.
Hour number two, Gresham Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Patriots, Bills, from years gone by, Gresh.
Oh, it's
there
beautiful.
You go. Some Isn't of the it? Great moments in this heated rivalry between the two.
Can you hear someone in Bills Mafia right now thinking of the, well, Gronkowski's house got vandalized once. Doesn't that count?
It is a good point.
Trying to find a way to defend these criminals up there that root for their team.
It's a sneaky, angry fan base, too. Like, I thought they're like the fun-loving, jump through the table, drink a lot of beer, Zubaz pants, very excited. But no, they're angry.
No.
Because I think what happened is they got a little bit good last year. They got a little bit good, and it's kind of gone to their heads. Kind of gone to their heads just a little bit.
They've gone overboard on the fornicating in the parking lot.
That's true. There, you see some stuff there.
Over-under on the amount of phallic implements that are used in those type of amorous activities in the parking lot that will hit the field tonight.
You got to go with over-under half. It has to be available. I don't know if it's a weighted odds situation.
Might be a short guy out there.
Whatever happens, it's out there.
Hey, I just got mooned by old lady.
The Lawrence guy. Lawrence Guy tells a story. Damien Harris did not have a story like that for us.
No,
week.
But hopefully as he continues this to play week. Well, he will get a better one.
It's possible. It is possible. So every week we do the four-pack of questions. For every team that the Patriots play, we do a four-pack to get to know the team and sort of your opinion on the team a little bit more. So let's do that right now because it is the first matchup with the Bills. And let's bring in our very own Chris Scheim. Scheim?
Guys, what's the first thing you think of when you hear Buffalo Bills?
You go ahead. Go ahead. He's laughing. Okay. What's the first thing you think of?
That's what I think of.
You're just laughing.
Buffalo Bills, hashtag Bills Mafia.
It is.
That's what I think of. I think of laughing hysterically. Mm-hmm. You know what it is, Keith? I've seen very few movies in life, but one that I know from Beverly Hills Cop. Someone took a banana and shoved it in a tailpipe.
That is them.
That's what I think of when I think of the Bills, because every year, think about it, right? It was Drew Bledsoe, Doug Johnson, Doug Flutie, Nathan Peterman,
Rob Johnson,
whatever Johnson that was out there that was flaccid, that played quarterback for that team, right?
Yeah, that happened for a few years.
All the quarterbacks. Oh, J.P. Losman, first round quarterback. How that one work out for
not
you?
Not great.
That guy,
you like Kyle Orton.
That, you
Kyle
know what?
Orton for a year, yeah.
J.P. Losman was so bad.
How bad was he?
He was so bad that even Giovanni Carmazzi wouldn't hire him to go work on his goat farm in the middle of California. He was that bad.
Yeah, he was. He was
and
a rough first
yours?
Runner. Well, it's just the back-to-back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl losses, in that the fact that any other team that has any kind of struggles that's like good but not good enough, they're the Buffalo Bills. And people would even say, oh, the Braves were like the Bills, except they won one. Right? Like they're like the Bills. No, but they won.
Right.
The poor New England Revolution, they're the Buffalo Bills. They made it so many years in a row. Not this year, they didn't even make it that far, but they made it so many years in a row, and they lost every time. And anytime there's like a college team that is good but can't break through, they're the Bills. Like, that's going to stick with them. They've never won the Super Bowl, but they got there. Like, that's one of those, if they didn't get there, they wouldn't be the joke. They won four AFC titles, which should be like a big deal. Like, that should be an accomplishment.
It should be.
But because you lost them all, and a couple of them in blowout fashion, like, you're just so synonymous with losing the Super Bowl.
The quiet man of this football team, Scott Norwood.
Oh, Jesus.
It's actually Scott Norwide.
So that's another one. That's probably another one that, like, just specifically, if you're thinking of one player, I think a lot of people probably associate.
You know what's great
about the Bills
is it is the gift that keeps on giving, because, like you said, what you just did there in mentioning the New England Revolution is you gave those people who can't think an idea, an idea to be able to crack back, is to use the soccer team around here, which has, you know, admittedly had their struggles in the big moments. However, they're still winning. Buffalo didn't even have one. We're going to play it outside in the snow in the middle of February. Get the hell out of here with that.
I don't think
Can't wait to see all your chowder-soaked hearts break Monday evening.
Boom. Roasted.
That's chowder-soaked.
Chowder-soaked.
How dare you?
Does Buffalo have an identity outside of wings?
Oh.
Like, do people in Toronto or people across the border be like, hey, go get some wings down?
They might. I mean, now it's probably a pain in the ass to cross the border.
Oh,
I would
imagine. That's true,
it's got to be a little bit more difficult, but I would think
Door dashing across the border. You get some anchor wings delivered to someone.
Might be some extra fees.
You got to know somebody at the border.
Oh, you got to buy them. You got to buy them a 10-piece as well. Drop it off and they can get through. Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
John? What current player from the Bills would you want on the Patriots?
Easy.
Yeah, they got a couple guys, but yeah, no, one's easy.
I want Tremaine Edmonds.
I want Steph Diggs.
See, I figured
I would go there.
I was just going to say, it's kind of consistent probably with the way we...
That's true.
I mean, the one thing the Patriots need is a mother bleeper middle linebacker. And every time you see Tremaine Edmonds when he's upright and he's healthy, the guy can really play. And I do think that being in this defense, meaning a Patriots defense, where they're a little more varied in terms of how they use the linebackers, you could really do a lot with that guy. It was either him or Ed Oliver for me, because like, Ed Oliver can be a beast inside, but the Patriots really need a new age linebacker, and Edmonds is a good start.
He is. I'm going with Steph Diggs. You saw the leap that Josh Allen took with Steph Diggs, and Diggs had an incredible year last year. That last game against the Patriots, he was dominant. Just that game alone, I think he had three touchdowns in that one. And then this year, he's been really, really good. Maybe not the same like record-setting numbers that he had a year ago, where he led the league in catches and receiving yards. But he's great, and I think he's going to be great for a while. And the whole thing we've said, anytime we've brought up a number one receiver before, kind of slots everybody down a little bit. You know, Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers now are even better because they're not the true number one go-to guy commanding all the attention.
And you know what's interesting is, like, when you look at Buffalo and the fact that they went and got Diggs, yes, it springboarded their offense last year, but what did they add to it? And that's, to me, where these teams kind of get crippled a little bit, in that it's like, all right, well, we got two pieces and we're good. And teams load up on it after a while. They start to get smart to everything. And you look at even tonight, right? Are you afraid of Cole Beasley and Dawson Knox? There'd probably be more players out on the field wishing that Cole Beasley wore a mask than worried about him, you know, pantsing somebody going deep.
We're going to have a science convention with Cole Beasley.
Well, there you go. After. Put that in there, too.
All right, Shime, next.
What is the Buffalo Bills jersey you'd most want to have?
Fred Smirlis. No, I'm kidding.
Fred Smirlis, one of the best players in Bills franchise history. That's a good one. No, for me, again, I'm usually a wide out or a corner, so give me Andre Reed.
Oh!
Give me the classic old school Andre Reed.
I want the jersey of Pete Metzelaars.
Good one. Good tight end.
Pete Metzelaars, the tight
end.
Pete Metzelaars,
the old tight end.
Shimey, if you looked him up, he is your kind of guy, Shime. He's a big,
great tight end.
He was I think he had red hair. I think he's a ginger honky who was just like another tackle at tight end.
Yeah.
And he had like the massively longest name on the back of the jersey. That's why I want. It's really why I wanted.
Easy answer here. It's Terrell Owens.
Yeah, T.O. did have a cup of coffee there. He actually wasn't bad.
He had like 800 yards.
Yeah, no, he wasn't bad there with the Bills. Stevie Johnson. Remember Stevie Johnson?
Stevie Johnson had a brief run as a pseudo number one receiver. That's right.
He ate money sandwiches. He literally put money in between bread and ate it. Super dirty. Not what you should be doing.
No, not
I would advise against it completely.
What was he, a money launderer? That's an extreme way to go to be able to clean that money.
I think he was a seventh
round pick. You're getting it back.
He was a seventh round pick who hit it big, and I think he was just happy with that. Steph Diggs would be a good one for the modern, or Tre'Davious White, I think, would be a good one. But
I forgot about Stevie Johnson.
Stevie Johnson.
What a great call.
He was good for
a
couple
like
years.
It was like 4 years. He had like a run,
I think,
didn't
so.
He?
Yo, yeah. He burned hot.
That's there, right.
You're forgetting a big one, Rich, literally.
Magnum Dong.
Frank Gore
Bills jersey. Do you think there's Frank Gore fans out there, like the Yager fans, that just wear a jersey of all the different teams he's been on and they all go together?
Would they really be promoting? Is it really fandom for Frank Gore?
A little bit.
What kind of heat he's packing?
Perhaps.
How many would it be up to if you did a Frank Gore jersey of all the teams that he played on? And did a piece here, a piece there, all that. Is he at 8, I think, in his career, maybe?
I don't think it's... Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who also played for the Bills.
It would be 5.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's it. I thought it was more.
San Francisco, Indy, Miami, Buffalo, the Jets.
So you know what it is? He's played on 4 teams in 4 years. That's why it was sort of... But he was on the Niners forever. So
now, and the reason that, for me, I don't want the Bruce Smith jersey is because he was actually one of the rare players in Bills history who was good. And I'd rather go with an average tight end. You know what
they
I mean?
Had good players.
No, they had a run for a while.
Defensive player of the year 1 year.
But we're also revisionist history of being like, wow, Stevie Johnson burned out for 4 years.
Well, he did.
Like in the 90s, those guys were pretty good.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I remember the Steelers in the Bills, after they lost the 4th Super Bowl, I think they went to Pittsburgh for a playoff game the next year. Might have been the year after. And all they did was push Bruce Smith to the side and run Barry Foster right underneath them. Him probably 15 times in that game. And what Bruce Smith do? Keep running up
not
the
much.
Field. Yeah, not
Cornelius
much.
Bennett was good. Shime enjoyed the Bruce Pop line. Bryce Pop was
well
good.
Played. Bryce Pop.
He was a real nice player. He had Mark Kelso.
Kazoo.
He had the stupid big helmet on.
That's what the old Patriot players used to call Kelso.
Why did he wear that? Was he like a head thing?
I think so. And okay. Remember, he had like
I take it back.
No,
I take
but
back
he, the he had that extra sort of like helmet on top of his helmet. This was before the concussion. Like, Kelso actually was trying to take care of his brain.
He probably
while he
was
played.
The smartest guy in the
he
league
was.
Wearing that.
He played 40 yards deep. You couldn't see him on film, and he had a double helmet.
Double helmet. Remember, poor Wes Welker had so many head injuries that he had the great Kazoo helmet where they just sort of like, hey, we're going to oversize your normal helmet. Whereas Kelso, they're like, hey, put a bonus helmet on it. Like a
bonus helmet. That's right. It's like a little bike helmet that fit on top of his football helmet.
So anyway.
Go ahead. Can this team win the Super Bowl?
Beginning of the year, I think a lot of people looked at the Bills and said, yes, they can. Now, it's hard for me to envision them winning the Super Bowl.
No. I think they can. Now, listen, I think both scenarios are at play. I think that there is an avenue where they miss the playoffs. But I think there's also a chance that if they win tonight, they're the top seed in the AFC. Like, there's a chance that this team could get the bye still. Again, a chance. I think you and I are different on this. I think there are more teams that can win the Super Bowl than you do.
Correct.
And so I still have them in there. Like, win or lose tonight, just based on the roster, the quarterback, the coach, the whole thing, isn't it one of the 5 best teams? Because I look at the injuries now that the Titans and the Ravens have, and it's like, what are they going to do? I still think it's Patriots-Chiefs, but I don't think the Bills are that far off.
I don't think offensively the Bills are complete enough. And this is where maybe their GM has kind of let them down a little bit. You get intoxicated with the quarterback who can run. You got the number one receiver. Those are tough pieces to get. But then what did they add around those guys? And even at running back, right? Like, look at that running back room.
That's a weak spot for them.
It is.
Big time weak spot.
And why? Like, that's what I can't figure out, especially now where it's easy to help your quarterback by throwing the football to the running back.
Yeah.
Why isn't there more depth there at running back? And I know there.
Well, I think it's twofold. First of all, I don't think their offensive line is great. And I also think that Zach Moss just isn't very good.
Well, and there you go. And you nailed it. Their O-line. That, to me, is where they need the next level of investment in terms of that offense. To me, it felt like the Bills were like, yep, we've arrived offensively, so let's go make moves everywhere else to help this team. And now they're kind of stagnant offensively. I think there are multiple teams that can match up pretty well against this Bills group, where last year they were more functional and the ability for Allen to hurt you in the running game was more prevalent. Now it's almost like Allen gets the run game going.
Better offense, the Bills or the Titans without Derrick Henry?
Boy.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Are you giving me A.J. Brown and are you giving me the wide receivers for Tennessee?
I don't know if I'm giving you Julio. I don't know. I'll give you A.J. Brown.
Oh, man.
It's close, that's right?
Like, we just saw it. They're very similar, right?
I view Josh Allen very highly. I think he's very good. You still have Diggs. Even though, again, the Patriots have done a great job on tight ends this year. Dawson Knox has had a productive year. He's been solid. Cole Beasley's what you would expect. I think the other guys have been a little bit more disappointing. Emmanuel Sanders is not having a great year for them.
The Trey White also knocks them down a peg for me, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Because when you think about some of the teams that could go against, like Buffalo could be ripe for a matchup against Kansas City here along the way. And without Trey White, I think that's a bit of a big ding for them.
Want to take a couple calls here?
Yeah!
Good four-pack, Scram. Good four-pack. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Rick in New York about Bills Mafia. What do you got, Rick?
Gentlemen, it is a pleasure to speak with you. Great show.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to shout out to my boys and girls in the Twitch chat. I am $5 shake in Twitch, so shout out to all my Twitch
fans.
Shout out.
There we go. Shout out. Good job.
Very good.
That's Shine Time on Twitch. Follow Shine.
And love you guys. Love Shine and Anderson. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Full disclosure, first of all, I am a lifelong Pats fan, born and raised in Massachusetts. I live here now. My wife is from here and is a diehard, lifelong Bills fan. So it's going to be a fun living room tonight watching this game. Bills fans, I think I got my finger on the pulse of Bills Mafia pretty good. And I'll tell you this, Bills and really Buffalo sports fans in general are pre-2004 Red Sox fans. That is the absolute best simile that I can come up with. It's the same kind of lovable loser waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, even when we're good, we're kind of waiting for the team that we hate to beat us. They're worried about tonight. They're like maybe a little confident, but they're worried about tonight's game. So I can tell you that right now. And by the way, Anchor Bar wings are incredibly overrated. I just want to say
that. Wow.
Jeez, all right, Rick. Anti-Buffalo.
Rick, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Good to hear from him out there.
Yeah, I would never put up like Bills fans as a fan base overall that particularly bothered me. They didn't, and I think it just had to do with the one-sidedness of the rivalry, or even teams that you disliked. Over the last 20 years, you hated the Ravens, you hated the Colts, you hated any team Peyton Manning was on, to either Colts or Broncos, plus the Broncos were good against the Patriots.
Steelers hate ran hot
Steelers
for a while.
Was a real good one. Like, Bills were really low on the list. They might have even been the least hated team in the division, because Miami would beat the Patriots more than the other two teams would. And then the Jets is just the New York thing. Not that they were a very good team. They burned hot again for 2 years with Rex Ryan. But the Bills gave you the least reason to even care. Like, that's kind of what it came down to.
Well, I mean, think about it, right? Like, I have a 19-year-old at the University of Alabama who was getting ready to come home, who was, like, sending me pictures of the Twitch chat and all that stuff because they're watching down there, right?
He's never seen a good Bills team.
Never. Think about it. He's never had a reason to take the Bills seriously other than what kind of videos do their dopey fans get on social media.
Right.
I mean, when you have to go to the lengths, I mean, think of this, right?
See, it is entertaining, though.
Well, kind of.
Because
after a while,
as a big fan of Jackass and CKY growing up, anytime you're diving through tables or lighting them on fire or you miss the table, that's always a good one.
Now, the miss table, I'm
miss
with
table,
you.
Okay? Hilarious.
Miss table's great.
Yeah.
However, they got to start like taking it to the next level where it's, you know, who's gonna hop on this pole and slide down it, you know, by sticking it in their bum and all that, right? Like,
it's part of it.
You know what I mean? Yep. But like, where do they get? It's almost like, honestly, Bills fans are a little bit like, and you and I are wrestling fans, the old Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW.
Yeah, I've got respect for those guys.
After you see somebody go through three tables, what do you do?
Four tables.
Then it's four.
Probably need four tables.
Or you're jumping off of where, by the way, they had to put these like giant, like crane type things.
Yeah, yeah.
For the cops to, because they have to put the cops so high because there's so many people doing the flaming powerbomb, table powerbomb, fornicating in the back of pickup trucks, things like that.
There's a time
taking dumps in the middle of the parking lot where they got to be able to bust these people.
It evokes a reaction, right? You get there, people, there's an emotion and then a reaction for these fans. But yeah, but again, there are enough fan bases, like pro fan bases, where you wonder if they even care about the team. Like you go to L.A., I think people are really cranked up for the Chargers. No, they're not.
They're getting there at kickoff.
And they got a good team, but it's like, eh, nobody cares. Like Jacksonville, like they might move them to London. Nobody's really going to care. So at the very least, even though we can make fun of Buffalo, they care about their team. They know they only have two pro teams. They live and die by the Bills. Unfortunately, it's been a lot more dying. Like they have not won anything.
And one would argue maybe they really only have one pro team, given that Taylor Hall felt like he was getting out of prison.
Yeah, the Sabres hot start once again is over.
Yeah, that's right. The hot start. I forgot about that.
All right, let's go to David in the car. What's going on, David?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call. Yeah. So I honestly feel that the Patriots can win this game tonight. And like the caller said from Buffalo, the Buffalo is probably worried about it because this kind of weather that they're going to have up there, it doesn't favor Buffalo in any way. If anything, it favors the Patriots because over the years between Buffalo and New England, Belichick is used to coach to this type of weather. If there's somebody out there who can get his team ready to play on horrible weather, it's the Patriots. Allen is not going to be able to throw deep.
Why can't Allen, who's got maybe the strongest arm in the league, throw deep?
It's not. But here's the thing. When you're throwing against the wind in the wind, I don't care how strong of an arm you have. It makes a difference. And that's the problem.
So if Josh Allen and Mac Jones are both throwing into the wind, who do you think has a better chance of doing it?
Oh, Allen would because he's probably stronger. But we haven't really seen that side of Mac Jones. Does it exist? We don't know. That's a big point
out of this. And thanks for the call, David. Gresh, how do you think Mac Jones does in this environment?
Fine. I think both guys are going to be fine because we're not talking about hurricane gale force winds. And
you never know.
See, David almost had the answer on the whole, why won't Josh Allen throw deep? Because it's really only to one guy, and it's the one guy in Steph Diggs that the Patriots are not going to hopefully let them beat him deep. Like, if Cole Beasley catches a 40-yarder, I guess I just say salute, God bless, right?
Yeah.
Like, fine. If it's Diggs who's catching 40 and 50-yarders, then you know there's a real problem, and then that is Josh Allen throwing deep. So I don't think either QB is going to be looking to press it down the field all that much because other than Diggs, I mean, really? Dawson Knox, line up in the slot and go run a 9 route. It ain't happening.
Gabe Davis is averaging 18.4 yards a catch. He's also averaging 28 yards a game.
Good old Gabe Dave.
Gabe Dave.
So it's one
watch
catch.
Watch the one big play on Gabe Dave.
One catch, possible? 25 yards, and then you'd be okay.
It is. It's definitely possible. I also think because Bill Belichick is such a maniac when it comes to the weather.
Yeah.
He and Josh McDaniels can say, all right, first of all, Mac Jones and most quarterbacks aren't chucking the ball 50 yards down the field. It's such an overrated concept anyway.
Such a fallacy.
But I think he's going to know, all right, this is what we can do.
Yeah.
Like Brady's played in a lot of bad weather games. I just wonder for Mac, this is something he's going to have to get used to.
Yes.
If he's in New England for a long time, between in New England, in Buffalo, and in New York late in the season, you're going to have to win games where it's freezing, it's snowing, it's raining, it's whatever. So on that part of it, I think it's a great test. Like, he's already played in primetime games, so that's not like a primetime test. But a good defense on the other side and what could be brutal weather. Certainly a lot more brutal than anything he faced at Alabama.
It's the gusts of wind. That's where you end up getting into trouble, and that's where coaching comes into play. And I think both of Bill Belichick and Sean McDermott, look, McDermott, he's got to get his team ready to play in it all the time. So I think it's just a part of the way you manage the game. And I think because of the experience for Bill Belichick, that's ingrained in him as well. Again, he's a man who walks in a dome and tries to figure out the wind pattern.
What's the flyover? What do you mean what time's the flyover? It's like, well, based on the flyover, it's got this jet's coming in at 200 miles an hour. It's going to throw stuff off. I want to receive this way. And you're like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. Where do you stand on Sean McDermott? Just as a guy who we looked at the AFC playoff coaches, and there's a handful of them with Super Bowl rings. And then he's kind of a guy I didn't really like at first, but don't know, 13-3 last year. We give Brian Daboll a lot of credit for Josh Allen, but he is the head coach, and he's got him playing pretty well.
I know. I'm really torn on him because I don't look at Sean McDermott and think, okay, that's a head coach that if my guy left, that I would want. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's a good to bordering on very good head coach. And the thing that I respect about him the most is that they had a plan and they stuck to it, and it actually worked. So many teams bail out so quick that, you know, it's like, okay, whatever. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like you're with me on this.
I am.
I don't really know how to or what to think of him.
I don't, and I think that I would rather have, you know, John Harbaugh. I would rather have Andy Reid, at least for this season, right? Like, you know, long-term, it's a little bit different story. Even Tomlin, Vrabel.
You mentioned Reid already.
But it's a good group. Like, all the coaches that make the playoffs, I think, I mean, Zach Taylor, obviously really young if Cincinnati gets in. Brandon Staley, young with the Chargers. But again, the top group is pretty impressive.
No, to your point, it's quarterbacks in the NFC, coaches in the AFC.
Keefe's Keys coming up 11:45. Sal Capaccio from Buffalo is going to join us at 1:10 today. A little Bills Mafia action. But right now, here's Chris Schein with What's Trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did you know you can watch Gresh and Keefe
laid the wood to somebody?
Just go to weei.com/watch or twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
So Boston goes to 1-1 in this five-game road trip. An impressive win here tonight. A little bit of a dip in the valley there in that second quarter, but Boston dominated.
Celtics off to a 1-1 start on their road trip. We will get back to Patriots and Bills, but a brief little Celtics hiatus here, Gresh, as they lose to Utah on Friday, and then they blow out Portland sans Damian Lillard on Saturday. And I'll tell you, if they can just go 2-3 on this trip, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
But they got Lakers, Clippers, Suns left to go. So that's probably easier said than done.
And they give up 130 to Utah.
Yeah, defense optional on this trip thus far.
And 117 to Portland with no Dame Dalla.
No Dame Dalla. And Portland doesn't play a lick of defense.
None whatsoever.
I think they're last in the league or right around there. So the Celtics score 145. Big scoring nights for Tatum both nights. Again, he's still struggling to shoot from three overall. That is not ideal.
2 for 11 from three against Utah in the big matchup against Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell played really well.
But he did have 10 rebounds last night. And look, the one thing I do like with Tatum is he's going to the cup. Like the free throws are, I think it was 10 of 10 in Utah or 11 of 11 in Utah. And then like 9 of 10 last night. But that is really coming from the fact that he now, I'd like to think, Keith, that he's now realizing, hey, if I'm not shooting great, I can't take 15 threes and try to shoot my way out of it.
It is funny, though, on Friday I was talking about how they're not really an enjoyable team to watch. Like, they don't score a lot of points. They miss a lot of shots. They did follow that up by scoring 130 and 145 right out. Now, I don't think this continues. I think the 145 had probably more to do with Portland than it did with Boston.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I think it's pretty fair to say these next three games are going to be a little bit tougher. But, again, they're 13 and 11, and it just feels like in the NBA, everybody knows this, if you're not at the top and you're not at the bottom, you're just not anywhere you want to be.
You're in purgatory. It is what you
are. It's true NBA purgatory where you can't look at the lottery and get excited about players in the draft.
No.
But you also can't realistically say you're a championship contender. You're in that middle ground, unfortunately. And I don't know if you think that the Eastern Conference has a bunch of those teams and maybe you can be the best of those teams. But even still, I think you're just kind of on the outside. Like, I don't think you look at the Celtics and say they are going in the right direction.
Did you see who Dame Dalla out in Portland apparently wants to play with now?
So this to me is a pretty intriguing rumor because two guys that we thought might move teams in the offseason might now want to play together. So I guess Shams Charania from The Athletic had this.
Yeah, Shams, yeah.
Shams. Shams had this, that Damian Lillard, who again unfortunately didn't play the other night, he does want to play with Ben Simmons.
What?
With Ben Simmons.
What are they smoking in Portland?
So you know what the first thing Jermaine Wiggins said to me as I walked in today?
Yeah.
Second thing he said to me?
What?
Do you think the Celtics could get Ben Simmons and Damian Lillard here?
Come on.
That was his first thought. I looked at him. I'm like, well, I think the premise is probably to get Simmons to Portland.
Keith, I had a good conversation with Gary Tangway the other day.
Right.
And that's how I came up with this trade. And what do you think?
Because apparently
I did a movie with George Murazan.
I'm sure you did.
I guess there was a report that the Blazers. So, the Blazers fired their GM because I guess he was like a bully.
Yeah, apparently so. That? Yes, bad workplace environment.
I don't know what he was doing there. But so I don't know if that's. I think it means that they're less likely to trade Lillard. But either way, I guess McCollum and picks for Simmons was discussed at some point, and Portland was like, no, we're not going to do that. But Lillard wants to play with Ben Simmons. My first thought is just more shots for Lillard because you know Simmons isn't going
to. Well, this
him.
Really means that Lillard is moving to the two guard, right? Because that's all you can do with Simmons. Or you're going to have dueling point guards.
Dueling point guards like dueling banjos and dueling
pianos.
Right,
and dueling pianos. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't really. Although James Harden and Chris Paul weren't bad together. You know, they
but lasted a minute.
It was good.
They got
for,
through 60 like, games.
Yeah. So you do a little of this, people like that. No, but Portland's so bad defensively, that might be their only reason to be like, well, let's bring Ben Simmons in here. But I look at that, too, as sort of it's such a non-factor right now. So you look at Philly, who's really in the same boat as the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. They have Joel Embiid and kind of nothing else. If they and Ben Simmons isn't on their team. So if they can trade Ben Simmons away and get an actual player that contributes to them, it makes them a little bit better, doesn't it?
Brad Stevens, if you're listening, just make the damn offer to Portland. Can you please?
For Lillard.
Something.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's half-ass. They're vulnerable right now.
Call them.
The star player wants to play with a guy that Philly couldn't trade even if he made $5 million.
Are you saying this is a cry for help from Lillard?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Not rocket science.
Yes, no. It's not hard. Come on, Brad. Get in the lab. Figure it out. You got picks. You got Langford. You got Nesmith, who's suffering on the bench right now. You got Peyton Pritchard, who auditioned last night for a job.
I'm glad you brought that up. Peyton Pritchard playing in front of his hometown crowd, right? He's back in Portland. He's in Oregon. He was a star with the Ducks. So this is his one trip a year out to Portland.
Game? Outside of his Y league that
well,
he played
when
in.
He scored
in the
100
summer.
Points in
That's
the Y. There's only pro appearance there.
There we go.
So he goes into the game. It's a bit lopsided at the time that he goes in, and it's bombs away Pritchard.
I mean,
it's just fire when ready, Peyton Pritchard. And so Ime Udoka was asked about that in the postgame.
Well, yeah, you want to see him do well. Obviously, the crowd, very supportive, hometown hero, basically. Got a little out of hand, to some extent, with our guys getting over zealous a little bit and getting the technical. We told him in the locker room to keep that professional. And then, Peyton's a young guy that's shooting it well, playing well, and what we would have liked to do is slow that down and not, we got three offensive rebounds and we're getting it back up with 10, 9 seconds. We want to hold that and, respect the game. So I did apologize to Chauncey at the end for that. Didn't mean to get out of hand like that. And that's when things can get heated on the court. And so you'd like a little more understanding, but at the same time, he's caught up in it, playing well in front of his hometown. You're happy for him. But there's a line not to cross there.
Yeah, cool it a little bit, would you? So we're a 500 club, and you're out here just launching and then reacting as such. Like, the game's over, dude. You're getting all these offensive rebounds. It's a good point. It's like, all right, take some clock off. 10 seconds, fly it. Like, no, don't do it that way.
Chucking him from section 331. And there is a part of that that I'm sure Chauncey Billups understands. Like, I'm sure when he went back to Denver.
Yes.
Some point he had a night where he was able to hang it on somebody and was more than willing to do so.
They have bigger problems there, by the way, the Blazers. I don't think they're worried about a backup guard taking an extra three.
They stink.
They do
They're
stink.
Not good. At what point, like, I admire Damian Lillard in part to say, okay, I really want to ride it out here, but he's putting no demands on that organization to be able to make them better. And that's why I say go make a run for the guy. How about this texter?
Yeah.
And how about that leadership from Tatum? I can't hear y'all talking no more. What leadership? They split two games.
What do we do? What?
Right. Here was Tatum. How about this? Tatum's great leadership. They gave up 137 in a loss. Oh, how about your best player play some defense there, Mr. 508?
Selfish player.
They lost to the one good team they played. The one team that's not very good, even when they have their best player who wasn't there.
There you go. That's right.
And then you lose to, or you beat them. Okay, great. How do you think the rest of this trip's going
to
go?
They're going to end up 2-3. Know what they're going to do? They're going to do just enough to continue to tease us. So they come back
along.
A 500 team, and we're sitting here going, are they just a 500 team? Which, by the way, they are. Do we have any indicators, Keith, whatsoever, that this team is nothing more than 41-41 when it's all said and done?
Nope, that's what they were last year, although numbers were slightly different because it wasn't a full 82-game season, but they were 500 last year. They feel like 500, and then depending on what the playoff matchup is, maybe you win a game or a round, and then you're kind of
You're kind of hoping on matchup at that point because this team isn't so good that if they play Charlotte this time, that they're going to be able to beat them in a play-in game.
And then we'll hear from everybody that just give Brown and Tatum one more year, let those guys play together, and you got to add a third piece, and then the third piece will then be the scapegoat again. I feel like we are in a deja vu world.
Tatum's going to have, like, three kids, and we're still going to be sitting here going, hey, he's still learning. He's just, he's 28 years old, and he's going to be okay. So it's 12-11 on the year for the Celtics right now. And it just feels
13-11.
Like... 13-11. Oh,
13-11,
sorry.
Yeah, that was a 13.
Right. But I gypped them.
Very similar, right? Very kind of, here they are. They're going to win a couple, lose a couple.
They're just in neutral. Like the piece 2 weeks ago or last week in terms of writing about the Celtics, that it just feels like they're stuck with a giant revving engine and they're going nowhere.
And because of that, they might be slightly worse than the Bruins, right? Because the Bruins have... I think just the allure of, all right, Tuca comes back, and maybe, I don't know. The Celtics don't even have that. So I don't know what it's going to be, but Ime Udoka's first year, and it's just been sort of a whatever kind of season, which is unfortunate. It has not been a whatever kind of season for the New England Patriots. First place on the line in the conference tonight against the Buffalo Bills, and we have a very special edition of Keefe's Keys to Pat's Bills coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back to Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Gresh, Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
Oh!
Hey, hey!
Oh, boy! A very special Monday Night Football edition of Keith's Keys. Patriots and Bills. Keep in mind, the Patriots are 3-point dogs. So they're getting 3 points, over under of 41. Pats come in at 8-4, 5-0 on the road, while the Bills are 7-4 on the season, 3-2 at home. On with the keys. The Buffalo Bills have just one win over a team that currently has a winning record.
It's a big deal.
They also are one of just two teams that lost to Urban Meyer and the Jaguars.
Wonder if Big Herb will have a plaque made.
Beat the Bills?
Yeah, I beat the Bills.
Yeah, maybe.
They beat one of the playoff teams in the AFC.
Nobody beats the Bills. Well, Urban Meyer did. The Pats are looking to go 6-0 on the road this year. They've run the table on the road twice, 2007 and 2016. Both years, they made the Super Bowl.
Woo-hoo! It's a hot nugget.
Mac Jones. The much-discussed Mac Jones.
MJ10.
MJ10 trademarked.
And so, Mac10 is now the new trademark.
Well, you just owe him 25 cents for saying that.
That's, I Can't guess say. So. What so, about the gun company?
So Mac Jones, who is still in his rookie season, has as many Super Bowl wins as the Buffalo Bills in 62 seasons.
Wow.
Same number. They're stuck on the same
that
number.
That might be the best Keith's key I've ever heard.
You got to consider that one tonight.
Man.
The last time the Bills even played in the Super Bowl, Mac Jones, not alive.
Wow. How old were you? 5? No. They would have been 93,
was
right?
93, yeah, so you'd have been 9.
Yep.
Wow. I was a young gun at the time.
I just graduated high school in 92, and then in 90, because I'd have been my first year UI playing football.
So growing up, you're like, oh, the Bills are good.
And I was 6 months old.
There you go. Sean, kicking around.
Did you like tortellini at 6 months,
Sean? Probably was.
Probably.
Oh, gotcha. Stuffing his face with tortellini.
Sorry, it's time for keys.
Funny that you mentioned that. Buffalo, like Shime, have 4 stomachs.
That's a deep pull. Well played.
Boom. Roasted.
Shine did have 4 Thanksgivings, one for each stomach, so there we go.
Buffalo.
Gresh, did you hear the story about how I have a separate stomach specifically for potatoes?
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. I told my mom that when I was growing up as a kid, that I had 2 stomachs, one for food and the other for potato products.
My head coach, Floyd Keith, once called me fat. I said, no, sir, I have a high stomach. He did not laugh.
A high stomach's a good one.
That's a great line. Like
fat
The Pats and Mac Jones are on a 6-game winning streak. Mac Jones is the 7th rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl era to lead his team to a 6-game winning streak.
That's all Bill Belichick, though, Keith. All Bill Belichick.
The Pats lead the NFL with 19 interceptions. Josh Allen is tied for the 7th most with 10, and the Bills are 4-3 when he throws a pick this year.
Woo! He's had some blow-ups this year on picks.
Yes. When Josh Allen's quarterback rating is below 100 this season, the team is 1-3.
Uh-oh.
About to be 1-4. Buffalo, like Scheim, can be 6 feet long, stand from 5 to 6 feet tall, and weigh up to 2,000 pounds.
Boom! Roasted!
You want to know what else we have in common? Magnum dunk.
All right, Scheib. Keep it in your pants. Stop. Damian Harris has 3 100-yard games so far. He needs one more to match Sony Michel, who had 4 back in 2018. Since 1970, only Curtis Martin, Corey Dillon, and John Stevens have had more than 4 100-yard games
in
the season.
Wow, that is something. No Sam Bam on that list either. Yeesh.
The Bills, speaking of the running game, are 5-0 when they hold their opponent to under 75 rushing yards. Can they do that? That's a big number right there, folks. Dare I say even the key to the game?
That might be the key.
It took the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
18 different starting quarterbacks to go from Jim Kelly to Josh Allen. The Patriots only needed one between Tom Brady and Mac Jones.
That is unbelievable. And that list of 18.
Can you name the post-Jim Kelly, pre-Josh Allen quarterbacks? This is the segment of keys that turns into trivia.
Scheim, should we
go ahead? Go back and forth. Knock some of these guys off.
Kyle Orton.
Yes.
J.P. Lossman.
Yes.
Rob Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
Didn't he have a quick stint in Buffalo?
No, he didn't.
Trent Edwards. You've got Matt Castle was in there briefly.
Matt Castle did not
Drew
start.
Drew Bledsoe.
Yes. No, you're back in now?
Yeah,
you're eliminated.
I got one.
Bledsoe, yes.
EJ Manuel,
yes.
Rob Johnson's on that list, right?
You better believe he is. Rob Johnson's on that list.
Little Dougie Flutie.
Little Doug Flute. Yep.
Nathan Peterman.
Nathan Peterman, of course.
How
could you forget that?
Hold on. I don't think Billy Joe Hobert started.
He did not.
But he was one of their quarterbacks at it because he's the one who forgot the playbook. And when he got in there, he went in and crapped his pants.
He's not on there.
It
was 18 of these bad boys. It was Walpole's own Todd Collins.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Alex Van Pelt.
He's now fat.
You guys
really
mentioned
fat.
Flutie, Rob Johnson, Bledsoe, Lossman.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
Good call.
He made the playoffs, actually. Kelly Holcomb.
Forgot about him.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Forgot about Fitz. That's right.
Brian Brohm, former Louisville product.
Oh my God.
That was a year. Green Bay drafted Brian Brohm and, in the second round, Matt Flynn in the seventh, and Flynn, beat him out right away.
The Brohms are coaching somewhere.
Thad Lewis.
He
put up a couple great fantasy weeks.
Thad did. Yeah, oh, yeah. Out of Duke, I believe.
So did Thad.
He could scoot.
Yeah.
Thad could scoot.
So did Thad Mata.
How about Jeff Toole?
Who?
Yeah, Jeff Toole.
A Toole.
Orton, Taylor, end. Peterman. And then right before you got Josh Allen, Derek Anderson and Matt Barkley.
I forgot about Derek Anderson. He of the size 18 shoes.
Yes. Rich, I'd like to call BS on that list because Matt Castle did take the first snap of the first game of the 2015 season for the Bills. Technically was their starting quarterback for that game. Should be on the list.
All right, let me look it up. I don't believe
you. You don't have to look it up. I know it. I know it is true.
Wow, John, because he did a column on it that no one read at WEEI.com.
Why would I ever do a column on that?
I don't know. You mix in all kinds of weird stuff.
Speaking of, the Patriots are 8-4 this season when John Anderson writes a clickbait article for WEEI.com. That's still in my queue. And last but certainly not least, Buffalo live mostly on the plains, but some are known to inhabit river valleys as well as forests.
And some are known to inhabit Lowell, Massachusetts, like me.
And some, yes, live in Lowell. So add it all up. We have Patriots getting 3 points. On the road. They're undefeated. They're undefeated on the road.
Easy.
Yeah, you think it's easy?
Give me those puntos, baby.
I'll take the puntos.
Give me the puntos and run the pelota.
41, though. 41 over under. What do you think?
Ooh, that feels low.
Weather game.
I know.
Could be weather impacting.
Does it change your mind that this total started at 44.5 and has been pushed down?
Wow.
To 41. Down.
You know what? If you're an over bettor, give it until game time. Give it until 8
o'clock. My secret is I'm waiting for this to get to 40.5, and that's
and
when
you
strike
the over. And then you go
over.
I'm kind of with Scrim on this. All right. I'm thinking it's going to be tight. It's not going to be comfortable.
No, it's not.
But they'll get it. They'll get the over, I think.
We have much more on this. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keefe. And is tonight the official coming out party for Mac Jones? Our thoughts and yours coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.